confused, Steven.
You're like, what show are we on today? Where are we?
I see myself on screen and I'm like, wait, I don't have a hat on.
I know. I feel like I should be there, and then it nearly matches. We're just missing Katrina. That was very, if I was like this, it was very close. How are we today, guys? We amazing. We're feeling the life.
We are fabulous.
Obviously, sure, they had such a good time. Madison Devine, Dakota, and Luke have decided to come back and play again in the playground that is What Happened Was. Because, yeah, you know, you can never have enough of reanalyzing your past for horrible mistakes for other people's enjoyment. It's good times. So we're actually doing a part two to, I think, what was maybe our second or third ever episode of What Happened Was. We're going back to the bar, kids. We're trading our war stories from hitting the days of the club and just some very interesting moments because, you know, people and alcohol always equal a good time, right? There's always something happening when y'all drink. So, Madison Devine went first last time. Who should we have go first this time? I think Luke maybe goes first this time.
Oh, no, I'm trying to think of a story. Come on, you've got a story.
That's tellable. They're all tellable.
You can just change names and identities to protect, you know.
Hey, Luke, you could tell that story in Auburn about how you were making out with all those guys, and then we did that stuff, and then you did that thing, and then you came back, got into that fight, and then that thing happened, and you said, I'm being rude.
I think that's common knowledge now. Isn't that just part of the backstory of fucking...
What happened was, I led up to the events of one of our producers quitting the show.
No.
But I digress. No, this story, okay. We're going back to mid-2000s to the Wickham Hotel in Brisbane in Fortitude Valley.
Classy already.
Yeah. So we were all there in drag this night. I think we're performing or something. But anyway, one of my friends, who I won't name because she doesn't talk to me anymore, she's a bitch, was she was like a big queen, you know, like a big girl queen.
She's fat.
And anyway, this big girl
walking down the dirty streets.
Anyway, there was these random French backpackers there that all just didn't cotton on that they were in a gay bar and that we weren't really women. I think I made out with one. And anyway, she went with one into the toilet because she fell. Anyway, I got into the ladies' toilet too. So never go into a woman's toilet in a gay bar. Girls, never. I walk in. She couldn't even be bothered closing the stall, a filthy bitch. She's there. She's sitting on the toilet. He's standing in front of her. But that wasn't the shocking part. I look, and she's like in a full bone corset and everything. She's there with two fingers going on herself as if she has a clitoris. And I just walked the fuck out.
Clitorissa explains it all.
We do not talk to her for the rest of the night. She is dead to us.
At least she fully believed the fantasy. She was a biological.
Well, she had to sell it because he thought that she was.
See, this is where being commit to a big homo narrative is. Is like a dangerous game. It's like the fucking Hunger Games, kids. You gotta sell that story to make the patrons believe. Otherwise, you end up fucking dead. That's not cute for her. That's commitment, though. That's commitment to the character. No. I applaud that. Look, she went with the story.
She's a real method actress.
We love method, an actress. Yes.
Very method.
Mattress actress for the method actress.
So funny. It's just the things that you see. Yeah, I agree. You don't. I just try not to go to the bathrooms if I'm ever in a gay bar because you never know what's gonna. Like,
it's always fun.
I don't know. You got to dodge bullets.
I have used plenty of gay bathrooms, just not for.
Yeah. But you know, a lot of straight people sort of think that gay bars are like sex on premises venues, I think, because I've seen a lot of heterosexual shenanigans going on in bars, and once on a dance floor. I was on the dance floor and I was, you know, 20 drinks in by this point. I looked over at the side of the dance floor and there's this girl sitting on those little round tables that were high up, and she's on a stool. And this guy's behind her with like his erect penis just out on her shoulder, and he's like humping her neck. And I'm like, seeing this, or am I fucked? And then I'm looking, and then I'm like grabbing my friend. I'm like, is he rooting her neck? And they're like, yeah. No one cared. Like, what world is this?
I'm envious.
That's a weird massage technique.
I would freak.
It's kind of like, you know, those massage guns.
Ones where they do the infomercials and they're always standing there like in complete ecstasy from it, like, she wasn't. This chick didn't look like she knew he was doing.
That good friend Katrina would like.
I have a special guest beaming in via satellite, ready to rock our world. Ladies and gentlemen, she's been away for a hot minute, but she is here. Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All Night.
I'm going to put her up the top.
Woo! Look at her. She's here. The gang's back together. Kitty is here. How are you today, Mike?
I was definitely enjoying listening in the back to all of these shenanigans.
Voyeur.
Very educational. I had not known about all of these goings on. No
wonder I'm so messed up. Hey,
you've never had a dick neck massage, Kitty?
I have, but I knew it was happening, and it wasn't it wasn't Strangerwood.
It wasn't Strangerwood.
Oh, I'm wearing Strangerwood right now.
But it was just like the gun, like
like a jackhammer.
Did anyone else think of Madison as we were hearing the story of naughty things happening on the dance floor?
Oh,
murder on the dance floor.
What did you
do? Get that? I've seen that happen in a gay bar too. I'm like, who wants that?
Well, let's just say that some chick walked away with a little bit dirty hair.
she got balayage.
Ooh.
I didn't get to the bathroom before I got to wash my fingers off.
That's so bad. That's so funny.
If you'd like to find out what goes on with that story, make sure you tune in on Wednesday nights to your guilty pleasure, and you will find out all about that story.
That is not okay.
You're
really.
Filth. Honestly.
You really is. Absolute peg. Peg. Mm-hmm. Filthy peg.
Ridiculous.
Can I just say that it takes one to know one, and we know Madison through Jeffrey, so.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's intergenerational pigism. I love it.
okay, well, Luke came to us, so what does that say?
Yeah.
I was drawn to it.
That's continental pigism. Like and last time.
These are my kind of people.
Yeah. So we were starting Guilty Pleasures, and this below me, this bitch is like, hey, it's me and my favorite four whores or whatever. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, friends. We've multiplied.
I called us the four whores of the apocalypse.
Chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis.
And crabs.
Crabs. Crabs. Crabs. I love it.
Is Madison crabs?
Yes.
Who's Madison Luke? Oh, that's Mr. Too Krabs well over there. Timed. It's a lobster, but shellfish is shellfish, you know? Don't be shellfish with your props, Madison. Don't be shellfish.
I wouldn't want anything with claws near my, you know.
All right. Well, if you want to hear Madison's bar story, you have to check out Guilty Pleasures, but I'm sure you've got lots of items inside you, Madison, right?
I've had plenty of items inside of me.
Have you got us a story?
Just ask his name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Focus, Madison.
Focus. stop thinking about tits with this chainsaw.
I'm about as focused as when Tammy's around.
Oh, well. That's not saying much.
wait, I don't have my... Sorry. Anyways, so... Anyways, so so do we want what type of
anything
bar story
that you
want?
Anything, just horror stories from the bar.
Oh, well, there's so many of them. Most of them come from when I was on stage. So how about this? Okay, so I decided I'm going to tell you about a horror story from one of my shows. So I decided that I wanted to do kind of the trailer trash version of when, remember when Lady Gaga came out with that one song where she did it, she did it live on a stage and she had a vomit artist who came out and she like,
it was pig. Yes. I remember a swine.
Yes,
swine.
Yes.
Pig.
Yes. Swine.
Same difference.
So I had come home from being out of state and we did this huge show and I was like, everybody stay tuned. I'm going to do something that I've never done before that I'm pretty sure is going to make some people walk out and vomit. So I asked this beautiful tattooed chick. She's fresh out of a magazine, tattooed to hell. She's gorgeous. She's glamour. She's everything. And I was like, will you puke on me? And she's just like, what do you mean? And I said, well, you don't have to actually puke, but we're going to make it look like it. So we lined this entire stage with plastic. I had peas because there was this whole like twist to my story where I put peas part of my number. So I had canned peas and literally I'm performing to swine. And all of a sudden I drop to my knees and this tattoo chick in these 8-inch stilettos comes out and she literally takes this big gulp of this. It was green, but instead of using like food coloring, we used pea soup. We used chunks of peas and we used something else. And she literally swished it around in her mouth and just stood right over me and stuck her fingers down her throat, vomited down the side of me. And then I took two cans of peas, raised them above my head, and then just dumped these canned peas over my head and just literally slathered myself in peas in the middle of the stage. It was the most horrific thing ever. People were really nauseous. But but the best part about all of this, and she actually was, this was before she was famous and then obviously is no longer famous. Sherry Pye was at that show. Do we know who this is?
Yeah, Sherry Pye was the one that was removed from RuPaul.
So Miss Sherry Pye or Allison, what was it? Allison something or other. She was in the back room and this was before we all knew who she, like her other personalities were. And I had went to go take the shirt off and the smell of the oil and the dollar store peas was all over the shirt.
Oh,
and she goes, Madison, I am taking this the fuck out of this dressing room. And it literally smelled like somebody like had sweat with a 500-pound man, went from under each one of his tits and literally it was in this shirt. So she took it out on the patio, and on the other side of our patio is a parking lot where most people park really close to that patio. So she just hauled it the fuck over the fence, and it did slop on the front of somebody's car.
Oh.
What a bitch. No wonder RuPaul kicked her off the show.
So I guess you would consider that my horrid
I've just
bar story.
A story that I think is slightly grosser than yours.
This is amazing.
It came to me like a fever dream. I was like, when you said slop, when you said slop, I was like, oh, that's right. So one night I think this is when I was at university, and so was a little bit wild because I was part of the drama, you know, I was doing drama at university, so you got to, like, do the thing. Anyway, we were out one night, and okay. I was already drunk, had fallen on the way as I was walking, so I had grazed my hands.
Oh, no.
I've done that too.
And put holes in the knees of my jeans. Anyway, so I was bleeding, kept drinking, and then we were walking. We were walking to, like, from one bar to the other bar, and there was this trail on the ground. I'm like, what is, like, I'm like cognizant enough to go, that's a fairly thick trail of something. Don't step in it. So strange. I'm like, okay, cool. What's that? It wasn't until I got, like, probably 10 minutes, like, this trail went for a good probably, it was near cars, so it went for a good probably 3 or 4 car lengths till it stopped.
That's long. I was
like, okay, the trail has stopped, you know, the mystery's over. You get 2 cars further forward, there was a pair of women's underwear full of shit on the hood of someone's car.
Hell.
Sloppy, like someone had taken it off and just like
shit herself.
She shit herself on the way and just like
she Amber Heard it up in that bitch.
She Amber Heard it before it was even popular. I had totally forgot about it until you said slop and something snapped in my brain. I went, That happened. Someone threw their shitty panties on the front of someone's car. How angry would you be?
I'd be so mad.
I'd have to get rid of the car.
Especially in Australia. If it was,
touch it, that's
if it was in an Australian summer, it'd be baked on by the time you woke up in the morning.
Ew.
That's some hot dead. Shit right
the car
there.
Is literally. The car is done.
Yeah. Bye. Nothing like the smell of baked shit in the morning.
Especially if you've been out drinking.
Imagine if you're late for work and you got to ride the shitmobile.
Shitmobile.
The poor bitch, though. Obviously, it just hit her so hard that she was trying to get away.
Imagine if she was on a date and she's like, okay, bye.
You know when you gotta go and you just clench those cheeks real tight and pray for death, you're like, oh my god, I'm just gonna make it. She obviously just did not.
Just imagine if when you cut this down for TikTok, if somewhere in the universe this ends up on her For You page.
That's amazing. I love it. It's karma for throwing your shitty undies at people.
Poor thing.
I told another story way back on one of our shows about someone that I know that I may or may not be related to that was out for a night and was wearing light-colored jeans and trusted a fart.
We've all been there.
This he had to
everyone except
for
me.
This
happened to me.
Can't say I've been there.
It's like, oh god, it's
well,
not okay.
I mean, this has now triggered me, so I guess I could tell you mine.
There you go, Kitty's back. She's got a story.
This is horrible. And if you make a commercial out of this, I'll murder every single one of you.
I don't make the commercial. So.
What happened was, I'm at this club in Vegas. I'm like, maybe I don't know. 21, maybe 20. And I have on this jean skirt. It's white. It's about this big. It looks like I'm wearing basically a Band-Aid because the skirt is teeny, teeny, tiny. Because
it would be wearing... the early 2000s, and that's the way it goes,
yeah,
right?
That's how, I mean, Brittany is still wearing it basically on her Instagram every day. That was basically the size of my skirt. Is her shorts. You know what I'm talking about.
I love you.
I'm in a tiny skirt. I'm wearing boots. And my legs are out, and I don't think I'm wearing chonies because why would I? Anyway, so talking to this fine, beautiful man at the bar, he got me a champagne, and I was like, he's far enough away. He won't smell it. I let one loose.
Oh, gosh.
Well, here comes the surprise. Never trust a fart, my friend. It was not a fart that came flying out of my legs. With no undies to block it.
It was Free Willy.
It was a shark.
Oh, no.
It came down my leg like it was a hula hoop, okay? It landed in my boot. Just one teeny tiny little nugget. Just went around my legs, swirled, landed in the boot.
So was it like different textures, Kitty? Like loose?
No, just one. Lucky for me, it was like one little Tootsie Roll. And it didn't leave any marks, thank God. So
did you just kick it under the table?
No, it went in my boot.
In the boot.
In my boot. So you're waddle to the ladies' room like this, and I was like, oh God, it's
you know, like in Romy and Michelle's house, like, when she's like, I cut my foot and my shoe is filling with blood.
Yeah, I've got to go.
I basically slide the boot all the way across the dance floor into the ladies' room because one like little mash and it's I'm done. I'm done. Can you imagine? You get stepped on by one person. Over.
It's luckily, like hot towels. You got no pressure.
I made it in there. It came out. It was fine. Like, I don't think anybody ever knew, but
until now.
Ta-da!
The magic of what had happened was,
don't trust a bitch with stomach issues. Never trust. It's not
good. Poor cat is like Woody in Toy Story. I've got shit in my boot.
I got a snake in my boot. Oh no, it's feces.
By the way, I came back from the bathroom, carried on the conversation, had some champagne.
Because you're a professional.
Like nothing ever happened.
We love that.
But I'm sure he probably smelled it, and he probably thought I was a stinky bitch. And he was right.
You have told a story about one of your friends doing nearly the same thing that was wearing tights one day. And had a bit of a literal run in her tights. Yeah. So you like to keep it in the crew, you know? She's like, yeah, the shitty smelly girls. We call
them. I'm contagious, you know?
This is going to make beautiful blooper reels. I'm just going to say that right
now. I started with that. I said,
she's going to get litigious.
Well, I hate to tell you, but the man sitting next to you doesn't like to listen to any of
it. Up.
We are also familiar with former cast members that like to get litigious at times. So, you know, we know when enough is enough.
All I have to say is that just remember how quickly Kat likes to cancel people. She did it yesterday. She'll do it again.
You're done.
All right, my friend was on the show and she got booted mid show. That's what. Oh,
your Uber's sitting outside. Leave.
She really did though.
I was like, you gotta go. Bye.
Miss Kitty is a professional. She will not have that in her establishment. No, leave.
You can shit yourself, and I'll keep you around. But
be boring.
I have standards, for goodness sake.
If you can message us and tell us what episode and what show that was that she threw her friend out, we'll send you a T-shirt. Thank you.
So Ace Browning is getting another T-shirt. Or Chris. You never know. Ace or Chris are getting a shirt. Jeffrey, you got to have a story for us. You used to be an old bar ho.
Since they're all like gross stories, I have, it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And my friends all thought it'd be great to take me out.
We're going to.
Yeah. So 20 years ago. And great, good times. And like, I'm like kind of sober. Because the drivers, it was like 2000 and go fuck yourself. And the driver is getting kind of drunk. So I'm like, well, geez, somebody's got to drive, right? And it's a stick shift and nobody else could drive a stick but me. So guess who stayed soberish?
It's a Jeffrey driving story.
Yeah. No, that's not even a drive. We don't get there. So we're at Rain. We're outside of Rain. We bar hop. And I'm walking in front of the bitch that's supposed to be driving, and doesn't she throw up all over the back of me?
No!
Yeah.
Ow!
It has happened before on this show.
I thought this wasn't a gross story. What the hell?
I said yes. No,
she was inspired. She was inspired by it.
It's not gross. That's foreplay for Jeffrey.
She threw up all over the back of my pants. Like she, and I'm just like, really, bitch? You couldn't have turned your fucking head? Like,
I have a question.
It was horrible.
I have a question. Yeah. I've also told this story to Jeff and Katrina before, but for Luke, Dakota, and Madison Devine, I was out with my ex one night and we got real, real turnt. And then he just was not a drinker and did the same thing to me, vomited down my back, but down the back of my jeans.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
As well.
Same thing.
So you,
I think we've all been vomited on.
You felt that
surely.
Lovely feeling of rapidly filling.
Okay, this one happened. This is
people's vomit. Yeah.
This is not a bar story, but this was like torture. It was like being in a Saw movie. I was in a ride. Well, it was at a carnival. It was at the show, and it was a ride. It was kind of like a cage that was shaped like an M&M. And so you were sat in there and it would like flip you around up in the sky and everything. It was pretty crazy. Anyway, I was on it with this other kid. We're about 15 and he was like really tiny. So the carriage was tilted this way because I was heavier than him. Didn't he start to vomit as soon as the ride started?
No!
Fucking falling on me the whole time. I'm just getting spewed on and spewed on for like the whole 5 minutes this ride was going, and I'm like screaming for them to let me out.
It's like something out of Jackass or something.
Didn't this prick, when we got off, so I'm covered in vomit, I'm like, I have to go home now, and like I'm 15, so I have to get my mum to come pick me up while I'm covered in vomit.
Oh my
and
God.
They were just like, oh, we'll see ya, and they just kept going on their merry way like nothing had happened.
After
he vomited on me, he's like, yes, yeah,
because you were the little gay boy. And I could just picture Luke, and you just see Luke's little gay ass, like screaming. Like,
in like white jeans. White jeans. And, like,
it was early 2000s. There were probably some white jeans and some white hair.
Well, you know, Madison would call that art.
I would. I totally would.
Artistic license taken. There is another girl. I've got another. Speaking of vomit, this is a bar story as well.
Oh my gosh.
I was, this is what happens when you mix friendship groups. You know how, like, when you get a new goldfish, you've got to, like, lower them into the tank and, like, get them accumulated to the water and all that thing so that they're okay? Yeah. It's kind of like mixing your gays.
But I just learned that.
It's kind of like mixing your gays. You've got to, like, do a gentle, like, otherwise they, like, Mexican fighting fish.
Other gays anyway, don't like gays.
I went in fully at 150 degrees and just was one like totally me. And this chick was like straighty 180, like nice. So I filled her with alcohol before we went out. I'm like, this is going to be great. Because I coerced her into drinking and we drank. And then we went out and we drank. I'm like, okay, cool. We're walking from one bar to the other and they're trying to tell gross, like funny jokes. And I said, this is like a famous, you know, famous gross joke. What's the definition of gross? And she's like, and this girl's like, what? And I said, this is filthy. This is really disgusting, actually. If you're easily queasy, it's fine. I said, sticking 12 oysters up your grandma's pussy and sucking out 13.
Oh my God.
To which this girl went, and vomited all across a wall as we were walking down the street. And just had to stop in the, like, it was almost instant. And I was, and she, like, you saw her realize what I said.
That.
And she just
you
went,
deserved that.
And it wasn't on me. She turned her head, thank
that
God.
Is
but
so
she just,
funny.
Like, painted the wall. I was like, I think I won the night with that one. I'm like, yeah, I've destroyed you. Good work.
I think you've just destroyed what had happened was as well.
Look, hey.
Oh,
We got to save that. We learnt last time. We got to save
the best
for
last.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to because, you know, she told us to do it in a song. So here's Dakota saving the best for last. Vanessa Williams.
I'm sorry. Mine is not as gross as all of yours. It's embarrassing, but not gross.
We like embarrassing.
So what had happened was I go out with this guy, and before I go on a date, I drink a whole bottle of vodka. Great idea. Love that for me. Then we get to the Mexican restaurant, and he's like, are you a drinker? He's like, are you a drinker? I'm like, I dabble in it. So he orders us these jumbo margaritas. And I slurp that bitch down. And he's like, do you want another one? I'm like, pulled my leg. Sure, let's do it. And then, so we do that. I'm fucking wasted. I don't even eat my dinner at this point, which isn't helping because I hadn't eaten during the day. And my ex-best friend texts and she's like, hey, do you want to come to the bar? I'm like, well, I'm on a date. And I'm like, hey, do you want to go to the bar? He's like, could you drink? I'm like, yeah, I could drink. Sure.
I don't know. I'll try.
I'm like, what's your name? Yeah. So he drives us to the bar, and I walk in, and I'm wasted. He's like, yeah, I'll buy whatever drinks you want. I'm like, bet, bitch, bet. Game on. Let's do this. So I walk up. I'm, like, ordering shots of tequila. I'm drinking doubles of vodka. Like, I'm going in. So we all go outside to smoke in the back patio, and whew, my best ex-best friend walks in. I fall and face plant. My big ass went down like the motherfucking Titanic. I hit it. And I had a glass in my hand, too. So my friend, like, is trying to open the steel door. And my big ass head's right there. She's knocking me in the head with the door. She's like, what was that? And I'm like, it's me. And I'm just getting hit with this door. Just getting fucking hit. And, like... He asked me out again, but I never talked to him again.
He deserved another date.
Yeah. He was willing to support your concussion, but come on.
Dakota, I don't
understand. Any butch in Mexican.
Cat can shit in her shoe and just continue her night. Why couldn't you give this guy another date?
I had a goose egg on my head for over a month.
She had a goose egg in her shoe.
Yeah. Just a couple hens.
How many like, quarters?
I didn't.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
She never. She
was too mortified.
I got.
She was unconscious on the ground.
You didn't know. Like you didn't get the picture beforehand.
I got kicked out of the bar.
I know, but I'm talking about you didn't know. Like before you went on the date, you're not like.
She's not gay, Jeffrey.
Yeah. I just thought you were like our gay guys, where you would be the one that got the picture.
She's a pretty, pretty girl. I don't take
a I don't get a picture. If they're into sending pictures before I meet them, I don't like
no, that. Yeah, you get a bank account. You don't get a dick
pic. Exactly. Thank you. I was telling you the one to choose if we the have value that. Of Facebook not for that.
Yeah, that's what the stalk's for. I'm going to... this could be in trouble. I'm going to speak ill of the dead. Not ill. It's quite fucking funny. It's quite a. My father and I used to work at the same, like, for the same company briefly. And so we went to a Christmas party together. What happened?
Everybody it was just keeps flapping all over. Around.
Oh, that wasn't me. So anyway, we went to our company Christmas party because we used to work for a shopping center, blah, 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 blah. My father proceeded, God rest his soul, proceeded to get turnt up on red wine. turnt the fuck up. So much so that we got to the, we went to dinner at like a theater restaurant. So there was a show and all that kind of shit. He was Tammy turned up there. We went to the first bar. He was sitting in a pot plant and proceeded then to turn around, vomit red wine into the pot plant on the other side of him, turn around with it half down his face and on his shirt, and then got kicked out of the bar. I'm like,
no!
My daddy. It was so funny. I'm like, that is a notorious story. I was
you
like,
you didn't go help him?
Fuck him. He was an adult. His wife was with him. It was right.
You're horrible.
I texted, right? I'm like, what's going on? They're like, oh, we can't come back in. I'm like, okay, are you going home? Yes, we're getting a taxi. Okay, cool. Peace out.
Jeff, I don't think you should judge how people treat their parents.
Touche.
God bless my dad,
I don't treat
yeah,
my parents
hurt.
Any fucking way. I don't talk to those psychotic bitches.
Yeah, so that's a very infamous story about my father who got Tammy turned up and then could not deal and just red wine everywhere.
So I just need to say I had a tag for many years when after my mother passed away, I went on many of benders, if you will.
As you do.
I decided to train my liver, kind of like you train a dragon.
It's called healthy coping mechanisms.
That's how most gay men do it. Well, anyways, so I used to always make sure I had a DD. So I knew that I could literally swallow anything in the bar, both in a glass or in a pan.
Or anyone.
Exactly. And so a lot of the times I would wake up the next morning and go, how the fuck did I get home? So I had to play the whole, first off, did I drive? Where is my car? And when I realized, you know, I didn't drive, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, fine. Well, I knew I didn't drive solely because when I got to my car, down the side of it would be vomit and maraschino cherries. Because
you're a whore. I love it.
I would be the one that would be puking at 60 miles an hour, telling them, no, don't stop. As they're driving down the highway.
You're classy.
I'm telling classy you, bitch. One too many apple martinis. I have never puked in a car. It's always been outside the car going at least 60 miles an hour.
Yep.
Have you ever done it in a cab? Like in a taxi?
We don't.
Oh, one of my friends did. We were going home, and he got in the cab, the taxi, and he's telling this poor driver, like it's like 4 in the morning, we're all drunk, and he's telling him that we were the people who are in the Blair Witch Project.
Oh.
So I don't even know what the fuck is going down in there. Then as he's telling this story, and he was like this one of these really theatrical people, he's like, yes, we just come up with the concept, like, you know, like we wanted to be really natural because we're really natural people. I'm like, shut up, Johnny. And the next thing, Johnny's hanging out the door, just spewing on the gateway motorway. So we're on a highway going like 110. And the driver's yelling at him, get the fuck out the car.
My friend peed in a taxi in Mexico.
Oh, Luke, that sounds familiar.
I didn't do it in Mexico. I did it in Czech Republic, thank you.
Pissy pants.
Because he wouldn't let me out. So in Czech Republic, they've got urinals in the street, right? And I needed to go. And I'm telling this taxi driver that I need to get out and go to the toilet. And he's yelling at me in Czech, like, and there was three people in the back. There was my niece and like a Canadian and another Aussie. And I'm like, guys, I'm just going to have to pee. I said, oh my God, I'm peeing. It's really happening. I'm peeing. And they're just laughing. They're losing their shit in the back. Anyway, I get out. This poor guy had leather seats, didn't he? So there's just this fucking swimming pool of piss. And my niece proceeds to take photos of all the evidence and still has them to this day. So it's probably going to end up on this show.
Luke's honestly
messaging your sister right now.
Gosh.
Yeah, I need to know all the things. I knew Madison Devine was my kind of people when she wakes up and goes, how did I get home? As I've told Jeff and Katrina, I play that game but on an epic level because I choose to do it when I'm in another country.
Oh!
And I'm just like, hey, I told them as a story that I went to see J-Lo one night and got turned by myself because this accent gets you drinks when you're in America. They were like, speak more. I woke up in a chair in a hotel in that wasn't mine.
The wrong hotel.
The wrong hotel. And I woke up, I'm like, where the fuck am I? Walked out. I was across the street and like I had
were no you in the lobby there. Or like in a room?
No, it was like one of those huge, it was like a huge fucking hotel. So it was on a level.
In the
like
hallway.
But in a seating area on a hallway. Like,
I'm not gonna judge you, Steve. I ended up on someone's balcony one night. And they asked me to leave, and I'm like, yeah, I will soon. I was that drunk, I just didn't think to actually leave. They were really nice people, though. I could have got arrested for that shit.
I will soon.
But see, that's how you got to play that game. You got to up the stakes. You're like, I could wind up anywhere. It's like...
I think we all need GoPros. Well, you guys are in the States.
Lost in
and I think Vegas all of us GoPros. Need to pick one bar and we'll get turned. And whoever ends up in their own house the next day.
It's like the Blair Witch Project, literally.
Because we're all really creative people.
Yeah. As part of our American travels, we can all get a GoPro and see where the night takes us.
Cat's going to end
up. Strap. We're the chest strap so we can...
Yeah.
Okay. Cat's going to end up drunk in front of an Aldi somewhere going, I only have a fucking quarter.
Footage will just be by like at half an hour. It'll just be of her cleavage because the GoPro has fallen down.
And we sell it.
So it's dark.
I wish I would have had a fucking GoPro when I was in Nashville. I went to go get ice in the hotel room, and my best friend had fallen asleep. It was amazing. So my best friend, this was the last night. I'm like, I'm getting drunk as fuck by myself. Cool. So my best friend falls asleep. I need more ice for my cocktails.
Oh, I saw this snap.
And no, did I? No, I don't think I put this on Snap. And
you snapped about her passing out.
Yeah, but this isn't about that. I mean, yeah. Whatever. Just hold on, bitch. Anyway, so I go to get ice, and so I like walk out, go in the little room where the ice is, vending machines, whatever. I don't know how I did this. I was wasted. That's how. I was supposed to turn left out. I turned right out. So I'm just walking with my bucket of ice. I'm like, I got a bucket of ice, you know, like that. And so I realized, I'm like, where's 116? I'm like, oh, the number's going down. So I make a U-turn and go back. And so I'm walking and there's this guy in front of me, and I don't have a filter lately. I don't know what happened. And I'm like, I'm holding my ice and I'm like, you're coming home with me. Like that fucking TikTok. And he turns around and I'm like, this is my room. I was so embarrassed. I'm not sure he spoke English, but hopefully not.
And she also forgets to tell you he was the gardener. He was just not even another guest.
Maybe. I'm just like,
in uniform.
only me.
Oh, it happens to the best of us, doesn't it?
At least you didn't do something weird, like tell him, can I pet that dog, and stare at his crotch.
I'm fixing to pet that dog. Can I pet that dog?
Let me pet the pooch.
Well, I really want to lick your ass. That was a
That's a pickup line I've never used.
Unrelated, but I didn't realize how that I had my window down one day. And I was driving past a very good looking gentleman. I
said, my God.
Holy fuck, who are you? And he went, I looked straight at me and I'm like, I nearly drove off the road. It's so embarrassing. Oh my God. I was like, I've never seen such a lovely specimen in nature.
Oh no, I deliberately do that. If there's a sexy man on the street, I'm like, literally, like, honey, put your babies inside of me, and I have no problem who it is. I really don't care. I don't care if they're with their children. I would have been like, you wouldn't have had that child if you were with me, because I would have.
Really know how to sell yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
What did I say?
I give it away for free. What are we talking about?
Feature? Madison's the fact that she has no gag reflex. It's okay. We live.
I mean,
that moment here.
I do have a banana here.
Yes, we saw.
No.
Again with the bananas.
Again, she loves it. She loves potassium. Leave her. Mm-hmm. She's all about that life.
She's the only one of us that won't be getting a leg cramp later.
I know, right? Ooh, Madison's like, yeah, bitch, she's kicking those legs up nice and high. Like,
that was so scam.
I love it. Oh, well, has everyone expelled enough horror for today? I feel like
that's not saying anything about expelled after Luke pissed in the back of somebody's seat.
Yeah, I'm really scared about when this airs now.
This is going to be one of those post-show phone calls. We need to talk about the show that we recorded the other night.
Yeah.
You're going to get a clean bill in the mail.
You said we all get one, Jeff. Oh, yeah, you've had your one, haven't you, Luke? We all get one.
I did mine yesterday.
One day when people pay us enough, you may see these episodes.
Yeah, hey, Lysol, if you're listening and you'd like to sponsor Uncensored Radio, we could use your services.
Or Depends.
Lots of fluids and stuff that needs cleaning and sanitizing around here.
Or paper scoopers you need to take out with the club.
Yeah. If you've got some kind of poo catcher that, you know, you can, a nugget catcher, we'll call it. Pellet balls.
If you own a foot bath and you would like to tell me, I'll clean my boots.
If you would like to scrub out Katrina Age with a... Bitch, were they white boots as well?
They were white boots.
They were white leather boots, weren't they? Yes. Yes. You ho. I love
booties.
It.
White leather booties.
Oh. I'm going to have nightmares of you shitting in your shoes now.
Ankle boots? Ankle yeah. booties? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Kitty did it before Amber did. She was making it cool. Amber she was going out in public to do it.
You should sue her for defamation as well. Like, that was my fucking idea, you cunt. Get right in there. Next TMZ article. Katrina A. Johnson is cast in Aquaman 2. She's like, you got to get that red wig, girl.
I'm in. Let's go.
All right. I think that's where we should wrap it up for the day. Thank you for joining us on What Happened Was. Make sure you check out these whores on Guilty Pleasure because there's lots more coming in on and around them. As usual.
Super sexual.
We love you all. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
So y'all have seen The Land Before Time, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kitty's not Littlefoot, she's Shittlefoot.